Welcome to the Edge of Reality. Where's your edge? Give it up for your host, Allie.
Good evening, everyone. It is Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and that means we are live, the Edge of Reality, here on the NDB Media Channel on Blog Talk Radio. Happy Thursday to you all. And of course, Thursday night means it's practically the weekend, so happy weekend to you as well. Big show. We've had a lot of people leave the Big Brother house since we've last spoken. And, you know, some people on this podcast, I mean, there's some people have to say that they were wrong. I mean, and you know, I'm just putting it out there. Some people need to admit that. Anyway, as a complete segue, I need to introduce my co-host and producer for the evening, Priscilla. Hey, Priscilla, what's going on this evening?
Well, I was trying to get my phone synced to my laptop so I could talk, so I didn't hear you, but I have a feeling you were just slamming me in some way, shape, or form because I caught the last couple of words. But I'm fantastic. How are you?
You know, I'm just saying that, you know, last week you said a lot of incorrect things, and I would like you to go on the record to say that you were wrong. Go for it. I'll give you the floor.
I forgot what I said. What did I say?
You said that there was no way that you gave the order in which people were going to exit, that there was no way that was going to change, that JC would never win a competition, that, you know, we should not talk about any other scenario. Anything you'd like to add there?
What can I say? The fucker got lucky out of 90 days. What can I say?
Well, I wouldn't say lucky.
He
did well.
No, it was all luck. It had nothing to do with skill. It was all luck.
No, I disagree with that. The competition is not the most skill-based competition. It's the what the bleep. But he answered correctly.
They should have sent him instead of Sam anyways. I said that from the beginning. Had they done,
agreed. Agreed. Oh, absolutely. That was a massive mistake. We talked about that even last week. Even when we thought that JC, there was no way that he could possibly win, we still thought that he still had more of a chance than Sam. He absolutely proved that they made a major mistake of keeping him in. That being said, thank God they did, because it got exciting. All of a sudden, we're hearing that JC wins HOH, and it's an all-new, brand-new ball game. Well, almost, because Casey wins veto. Casey's a comp beast. What can I say about it? It's fun. It's great. However, Casey does the dumb thing and votes out Angela. I mean, so true to form, Casey is dumb. But other than that, it's like I've never wanted to root for someone, even though I'm like, come on. Come on. And you know, I hear a lot of people kind of compare her to Cody, and that's exactly who she is. Just like loyal to a fault, like not thinking about end game, like willing to lose $500,000 in order to be loyal. And she is 100% Cody. She had the perfect opportunity to take out Tyler. She didn't. And that's on her. That is 100% on her, you know, when she loses and she looks back at this situation. But kind of like Cody, when he came out and he was just like, nope, I don't regret my decision. Boy, 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 boy. I think that will be KC. Like, well, I made some great friends. It was so much fun. They're like my brother and my sister, you know, all that other, you know, craziness. I didn't love... You know, Angela essentially laid down and died, you know, there was no fighting in that. It was kind of just like, well, if you want to get rid of me, that's cool. No, it's not cool. You're at Final Four. Fight, for God's sakes. I don't care if the boy you met 2 months ago is, you know, you're absolutely in love with him, you know, which is, you know, complete BS anyway. Not to go on a major rant about that, but it's very convenient that Tyler got up and said, I am absolutely in love with you. During A, the fact that Angela, he knew Angela was going to go to jury and he needed a guarantee. He wanted to make sure he got a guaranteed vote from her. And two, you know, America's favorite player is just around the corner. And three, as everybody knows, it's more lucrative to come out of the house as a showman than as a solo person. So, you know, you can get on Amazing Race. You can, you know, do all of these things as a couple, except for, like, they're not, like, a very interesting couple. So I just don't see them. I don't see people, like, running the... Say that again?
You're such a bah humbug.
Well, I hate this, once again, you know, oh, the girl falls in love with a guy, makes it to Final Four. Angela is a comp beast. Angela has a lot going for her, and she's like, no, Tyler, you take this. No, you know, I've done my share. I'm good. I can leave. I mean, it's Christmas all over again. I mean, and when I say Christmas, I mean the house guest Christmas from last season. You know, it's like I want to see people fight it out to the very end. Now, that being said, we got very lucky that this season we had a lot of people that fought, that campaigned in the house, that did certain. You know, overall of the season, we had a lot of fighters. But, you know, it's terrible to see this at Final Four. I didn't like it. I did not like it. But, looking back at the season overall, I still see, although I see Casey, a possibility of Casey winning, I think most likely winner is going to be Tyler. But looking back, even though he really, he was in a very strong position for the season, he was never, ever in danger. You know, even though he had those things, he made a lot of mistakes along the way that he got lucky that it didn't affect him. It didn't cause, you know, his downfall. And so I don't like put him as like one of like the great Big Brother players of all time because of it. You know, I don't see him in that light as I would a Dan or a Dr. Will or a Derek or a, you know, those types of people. I just don't see it. I mean, Priscilla, I mean, and we can talk about this next week, especially, you know, if he wins after he wins. But I mean, do you see him in that light? Priscilla?
Sorry, the thing just cut out. It cut out. I didn't hear the last part of what you said. I'm sorry.
Do you see him as, you know, if Tyler wins, I think it's because he made several mistakes. I mean, he made several mistakes, even though he was in such a good position.
Level 6 made several.
Well, right. But I'm talking about Tyler specifically. Everybody else out. Talk about Tyler specifically. I think he's the most likely person to win. Even though I don't think it's like a slam dunk. I mean, if you told me last season that Josh was going to win, I would have said no way in hell. You know, I would have said Paul is absolutely winning this. So, you know, I definitely see a situation where KC could win. But I think Tyler's the most likely winner. And even though he came from a place of dominance the entire season, I just don't see him as, like, this incredible player, put him up with Dan and Derek and Dr. Will. I just don't see that.
No, I don't see that either. I would say the pace he was going at the beginning, yes. But then he started making a lot of mistakes. And we can't count JC out. I mean, I'm pretty convinced, but I've been wrong before. You're there. You got what you wanted. That, you know, JC won't end up in Final Two. But KC has a strong argument, and I don't know. They definitely edited that the jury is kind of split on between KC and Tyler from
more positive than Casey, negative than Tyler. So if you can go through editing, usually it's the opposite. So like I said, I think Casey has a fair shake, a very fair shake.
And you're right. I'm doing what I immediately said I wasn't going to do, which is discount JC. I don't see JC getting to the final two unless Tyler pulls a major move and cuts KC at final two. But I don't think that that's his strongest move, because if JC gets to final two, I definitely see people voting for him. I can definitely see Falte going, well, you know, we liked him a lot. You know, Fessy loved him, all these people. I can, you know, he had a good relationship with Scotty. I could totally see them vote. I don't think that JC is a slam dunk goat by any means. So, I mean, I think that Tyler has the best shot of winning against Casey, to be perfectly honest.
Oh, yeah, he has the better shot of the two. Now, the thing about... I'm sorry, but I've caught some conversations here and there. JC's just been a little bitch this week. I'm sorry to say, but if he talks to the jury the way that he's been talking to the house all week, there's no way he'll win it. He can't speak himself without being like.
I disagree.
Like he was
the mastermind
of Tyler.
Well, yeah, but he legitimately thinks that. He legitimately, I mean, he...
I know he does.
And there's nothing to say otherwise. Tyler hasn't done a good job, end game, to say, I controlled this. I got this. I don't think in the amount of time that they now give for jury questions, you know, the 20 minutes block segment or 15-minute segment that they give, I don't think that Tyler is going to do the best job of being able to convey that he really had this. JC, on the other hand, truly believes that he owned this. And so, you know, do I think that the jury segment is going to make a major difference? No, I think it's too short of amount of time. I think most people, I think everyone's going to go in there knowing who they're going to vote for. I don't think any of them can say anything that would change their mind. If it was like the old school jury segment where there was an actual round table, it was like a whole separate evening, it was a couple hours, then I think I would agree with you more. I would agree with you, but it's such a short period of time, I don't think it changes.
Well, you're right. They're going to go in with their own predetermined set mind. But, you know, the thing about every single person that has left the stage and ended up in the jury as well, the number one name that has always come out of their mouth is Tyler. So they're going to know just from comparing those notes that JC is going to be a crock of shit. What comes out of his mouth, because they all know and they've all had final twos with Tyler. So,
possibly
at one point.
But then I think that they're going in thinking I'm voting for Tyler and it won't matter what JC says. I don't think the jury segment means anything. I don't think those final three questions, most of the questions are vague, lame. You get like less than 30 seconds to answer them. Your final statements, people don't really, I mean, we haven't seen anyone do like a crazy good job. Josh actually did a pretty good job on his last year, I remember. I don't think
Ian won over Dan from his speech. That's the one that stands out in my head the most.
Ian, how could Ian win over Dan? Ian and Dan were against each other.
I know. Ian and Dan in the final two, his final speech,
yeah,
didn't make a difference.
Was that old school, though? That I think that was still the round table.
That would have been.
I think that
no,
was
that
still
was
in
the
old
very
format.
Last that he gave. That was the very last speech that he gave before they voted.
Oh.
No, it was not old school. They did it on the stage.
I just don't see Tyler or JC or Casey, and you know, one of them being able to sway. I think they're going in, their minds will be made up, and that will be the end of it. That being said, I mean, yeah, JC is not like the you know, to me, it's not a great winner. I mean, just for a lot of reasons. I mean, and some of them are personal. I mean, I don't like some of the things he's done, you know, on a personal level in the house. You know, I'm not necessarily, I do like a comp winner. I do like it when people win comps and make decisions. He's only won one comp, you know. But I can still, if Falte just doesn't want to vote for Tyler, I can absolutely see them voting for JC and that being done. I just don't see JC screwing it up for himself. I don't see people walking in and going, JC has my vote, and then JC saying something, and they're going, nope, we're switching to Tyler or we're switching to KC. I don't think it's going to work like that. I don't think it's going to work like that. Especially this year, I do truly believe that at least those five, Bailey, Rockstar, Scotty, Fessy, and Haley, vote as a block. I truly believe that they will all vote for the same person, yeah, no matter who that person is. So, you know.
And Scotty and Haley are going to go on gameplay. Now it's the others that will vote a little more emotionally, I think.
Well, I think they're all going to ultimately vote for the same person. I think it's just going to come down to who has the strongest voice out of that group of five. Will Haley be able to, like, prevail? Or is Scotty going to be the leader of that group? And we've seen, I mean, look no further than Fessy's HOH week, where Haley had the right idea of who to put up. Fessy, like, was like, no. And Haley was like, all right, cool, do whatever you want. And he voted, and he decided to put up Scotty like an idiot. And she was like, yeah. So, I mean, if they just don't want to fight with Fessy, they'll do what Fessy wants. It all just, it really depends on the whole spectrum of things. I don't think that they care necessarily about who they're voting for. They clearly don't really like the people that are remaining. They kind of look at it as like, you know, we're voting for the person that we least want to lose. So I think they're having a good time in jury, and whatever happens. I really do. I don't think it's necessarily bitter. I just think they're just like, whatever. Like, we're done. We're done. Let's just vote for whoever and go home. So we'll see. But I don't think it's smart for either Casey or Tyler to bring JC at this point. I think their best bet would be to bring each other and see how it goes. And we'll see. We'll see. If the final three HOH is how it's normally, which is there's an endurance competition part one, there's more of like a physical trivia combination where you have to like put together a puzzle, but if there's also running, I remember Nicole's 18 where it was like running up and down steps. There was one where it was like an underwater challenge. That's part two. I just don't see JC winning either one of those two parts. So I think the only way he goes is if someone takes him, and I just don't see them taking him.
I agree. I don't since they've already got this far. I don't see that happening either, but who knows?
I love
honestly,
that he won.
It makes
final.
Me no difference to him. Out of all of them, I'm not rooting for one over another. It's just a mind game of trying to psychologically guess what the jury is thinking. Is all.
Yeah, and that's the fun of it for me too. There's not one person that I think is overall they should win because of X, Y, or Z. I think that they both played great games. They both played very similar games. Tyler was more strategic. Casey was more social. They've both made plenty of mistakes. And obviously, they both won competitions. You know, so it's either one is fine. I just think at the end of the day, like you said, there's been so much Tyler discussion that I think Tyler will be the most likely winner. But I can absolutely see Faltace going, yeah, look, Casey, she was always nice to us. You know, she, you know, and she's a comp beast and we really like that and we'll vote for her. And Tyler lied to us about being final twos and, you know, we'll vote for her instead. So that I could see that happening.
And I mean, and JC does, if he does get there, he does have it was the same as Tyler when it came to getting people to do what they wanted them to do. I'm not there towards the end. I think that there again, JC has it in his head that he was the mastermind, like, you know, the puppet master of it all. In reality, he was not, but Tyler let him think and believe that he was. But, I mean, if Tyler can go toe-to-toe because what he did to Fessy, Tyler did to oh, my gosh, it's been so long since she got out of here.
Angela?
Kayla? No.
Oh,
Caitlin. Back for jury. Caitlin.
Caitlin.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, he pretty much did the same thing with Caitlin as well. So, I mean, you can kind of go toe-to-toe. They both played a very similar game, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
JC was a little more low-key, I think, at the beginning.
I think she was more low-key. I also think she just did a better job of calming people down. I do think that Casey, even though, you know, Tyler, like, you know, the girls love them, the guys love them, I think it was more superficial. I think, you know, Caitlin and Haley were kind of obsessed because he was hot, and Angela, obviously. I think KC made people feel comfortable. I've seen her have way more in-depth discussions with people than they do with Tyler. I think their relationship with Tyler is much more superficial. I think hers is much more, much more emotional. I don't know if that helps anything or that changes anything. We'll just have to wait and see. But I'm excited because at least we had this little spoiler of JC going to Final Four getting HOH at Final Four, and we don't have this Final Three Angela, Casey, Tyler, because that would have been a boring Final Three. At least it's a little bit of a mix-up. But, yeah, the season's very interesting to me because I really, really like this season. But I don't – I like almost all of the cast. I do. I like almost all of the house guests to, you know – to a certain degree, but there isn't anyone like out that I like love who I'm rooting for. And maybe that adds to the enjoyment. We usually see our people go relatively early and then it's like, oh God, what do we do now? So maybe it's just like, if you like everybody, then you're just happy with whatever happens. So maybe that's the way to do it, Priscilla. Maybe we don't love anyone as much as we need to.
I thought you maybe were gonna rant about.
We saw if you want to be a part of the next season of Big Brother. They've officially renewed it for next summer. We're going to get a Big Brother 21, which is good. I'm happy that they're starting to put up the casting ads for it. That's always a nice sign. You know, I wasn't worried that it was going to be canceled, but it's nice to see it being okay. I would like to get a premiere date for the Celebrity Big Brother at the finale. I feel like that would be a cool thing to announce when Celebrity Big Brother is going to be starting. I don't know if we will. I don't know if the stuff happening with CBS right now will interfere with what's happening with Celebrity Big Brother. And, you know, we might not get Julie as a host for that version of Big Brother. It could be a different host. That doesn't mean that Julie doesn't come back for the summer show. Or Julie might be there for everything and she might be good to go. We're hearing, like, TMZ reported, you know, the conflicting reports of, like, well, Julie doesn't have a contract, it expired, we don't know what she's going to do, to, she wants to come back next season. So we don't know. We could very well be, you know, we could, next Wednesday might be the last time we see Julie Chen as host of Big Brother, and it will be a shame. It will suck because, you know, I don't think she always gets her due. She's not, you know, people mock her a lot. We don't have a lot of female reality show hosts. We don't have a lot of people in that genre to begin with. And she's an OG. She's one of the first. She's been doing it for 19 years. She's been a part of the show, hosting this show for 19 years. And I think she deserves a little bit better of a send-off than this for this show. So I hope it's not her last hurrah. I hope it's not.
Well, I would say that it has to be of her choice. If it's of CBS's choice, there could be a lot of that could not go so well for them, because one really doesn't have to do with the other. Sure, she's supporting her husband, but it has nothing to do with her or her job performance. So it's all politics at this point. If she leaves because she feels she needs to, that's on her. But if CBS does it, they're going to get a major backlash from Big Brother fans, and you know how brutal they can be.
I don't know. I've been watching stuff and I listened, you know, we listen to RHAP, you know, shout out to them. I love listening to other podcasts and getting their things. I'm super far behind on a lot of the podcasts lately, but one thing, you know, they've kind of brought up is like, most people don't really care. They, you know, people say things like, well, Julie's only really on the show once a week. She only really, but I disagree with, oh, she's only on once a week. She doesn't really add anything. Anyone can do that. I disagree because it's about the whole atmosphere of Big Brother. You need someone who's going to take it seriously in some ways, but like not take it too seriously. Julie has a very good understanding that she's part of the joke. She understands her Chen Pot, her Chen Bot persona and leans into it. You do. It's a certain vibe that you need to capture. And I just don't think that anyone can do that. And I don't think like Jeff, Big Jeff, who's coming into the house on Sunday, I don't think he could do it. And I don't think like Ross could do it, or Marissa, or, you know, any of these other, Dr. Will, or any of these people that we've seen kind of in the atmosphere. I don't think that they could necessarily capture the vibe of like the wink and the nod, but no, this is still a serious, this is still a, you know, a serious show as well. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's a certain energy that I think Julie conveyed well.
She's completely professional. I'm not saying that nobody else would be, but she is this structured, you know, back in the day, newscast woman who has structure of a professional, but throughout the years, the walls got broke down to where, you're right, she realizes that she is the butt of it, and she does get some jokes thrown her way, and she embraces them. She doesn't defend them. She plays into them, and she, you know, she gets mileage out of it that way. She doesn't take it personally. If she does, she doesn't let us know. There again, that's the professional side. So you're right. I mean, like, I think Ross could. Marissa would fangirl too much, although I think Ross would too.
I like Ross in the capacity that he's in. Like, you know, I watched RuPaul's Drag Race. He's a judge on that show. He's great in small doses. I don't know if he could capture the same kind of energy that the show is. It's not, you know, it's not like this goofy, zany show, and I don't want it to be. You know, it's a social experiment. It's a game. It's competitive. It's real. But it's not like this, like, crazy, you know, we also see, like, Jeff Probst, like, handle Survivor in a different way, a more serious way. We see Chris Harrison on The Bachelor taking an actual legit zany show and sometimes like making it very serious. You know, there's a vibe, a mood that has to be set there that I think Julie does a really good job with. And I think that people don't always give her the credit that she deserves for pulling that off. Now, that's not to say that there isn't anyone else who can do that, because of course there can be, you know, of course there is.
Right.
But I don't want it to be. And if there is, I want them to look outside of the canon. I don't think that they need to go with a person that we've seen. They can look elsewhere for that.
I know it won't happen because she's Fox's Golden Girl, but Kat Dealey.
Yeah, I mean, that would be great. You know, I love the host of Big Brother UK. Her name is Emma. I love her. She is great. And Big Brother UK is being canceled. This is their last season. So that would be awesome. But I mean, that won't happen. But, you know, well, but Julie will always be my first choice. So let's go with that, hopefully. But I hope that in the finale they announce the premiere date for Celebrity Big Brother. That will make me feel better that it's going to run and everything's good, and that will be good. I also think that we're going to get. Go for it.
Well, I was just kind of following up with the Julie thing. Reality-wise, it's only really a couple times throughout the entire process. She's only there one day a week.
Well, I know, I just said that, but I think that when she is there, there's a certain vibe and energy that's maintained. So I know that from her personal life,
there's prep time and stuff, but she can do that at home. I mean, it's only getting her away from the family, because I know that's why she's in the heat. She's only putting herself in the heat for a few hours a day.
No. And I do not buy the I need to spend more time with my family.
Oh, I don't either. It's the heat.
That's
not
what's
happening
now. Yeah, it's not about the amount of. Right. It's not about the amount of hours that she's.
You didn't see when I said that, I put air quotes up, but you obviously couldn't see my air quotes.
Yeah. Yeah. She definitely. I mean, she could do Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother was like 4 or 5 days a week. I don't know if they will run the same format, because that was happening during the Winter Olympics, but, you know, it's going to be several times a week. I don't think it could be 24 hours a day. That is not going to matter to Julie. That's not the issue here. It's the issue is, you know, she couldn't be with the talk because she would have to talk about her life, and she's not in a place where she can do that. And I understand, you know, her husband's gonna get in a lot of trouble. She needs to figure out what she needs to do next. And the last thing she can do is talk about it or talk about even cases or people in similar situations. So absolutely she had to leave the dog.
Right.
You know, that's, you know, an absolute. But she doesn't need to leave Big Brother. And she doesn't, you know.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about this, but no, it has nothing to do with the amount of hours and the prep and what she can do at home, please. No, no way. That has nothing to do with anything. I think it just comes down to whether or not she wants to stay a network that has this, you know, has this stigma now, and whether or not everybody wants her to stay, or if they want to kind of get rid of all signs of her husband, you know. So I think that's just what it comes down to. We'll see what happens with that. So Wednesday night is the finale. It's also the premiere of Survivor. It is one of my favorite television nights of the year, Priscilla. And I was devastated last year when the Survivor premiere and the Big Brother finale were on two separate nights. That's not how we do this. I am very excited that we are getting the Survivor premiere and the Big Brother finale on the same night. I am super stoked about this. I admittedly have not watched a lot of the cast interviews for the new season of Survivor. I tend not to. I tend to do more Big Brother pre-gaming than Survivor pre-gaming. But I'm excited. I like Big Brother. During the summer, I watched a international version of Survivor from New Zealand, which was really great and really got me excited. The last couple seasons last year, I thought were strong for the Survivor series. We got David versus Goliath. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to this. So next Wednesday night is going to be a big night. I changed my plans even, Priscilla, so I could be watching it live. I mean, that's how much I wanted this. Just saying.
Nice.
I'm just saying. I'm very excited about this. I mean, next week really starts the fall season of reality TV shows. We have not only do we have Survivor starting up, and of course we have the finale of Big Brother, which I'm bummed because I never like to see the finale of Big Brother, but I'm also pretty happy that it's winding down. It was a long season. The last few weeks of it were slower. So I'm not as sad as I normally am because it was a long season. Plus, we know that we're getting Celebrity Big Brother in the mix there. So we're only going to go a couple months without a Big Brother season, and I'm okay with that. But we also have The Voice starting on Monday night. We've got Kelly Clarkson, Jennifer Hudson, and then, of course, Adam and Blake back on the mentoring panel. I'm excited about this. I love The Voice, especially the first section of The Voice. So that's going to be starting up next week. John Legend announced that he is going to be on the spring season of The Voice. So we're getting I believe it's Adam, Blake, Kelly, and John Legend season of The Voice, which will be kind of interesting. Kelly Clarkson weirdly also announced that she's doing a talk show as well. So I don't know how long she's going to be able to do talk shows and Voice and touring. She's also touring and going to be at the venue that is literally right across the street from my work. So I'm trying very hard to get tickets because I would like to go. she's got a lot going on, so we'll see. But I'll take her for as much as I can of The Voice.
Did you see actually Kelsey Ballerini is joining The Voice as a fifth coach?
Yeah, here's the funny part about her. I only know her from her host, like reality, because she hosted Whatchamaface, the one where Kesha was a guest judge. or was a judge. Kesha and the Country
American
Guy.
American Music Awards?
No. It was a reality show. No. It was a reality show. It was a terrible reality show. And there was like a wall that came down. Remember? No. We know this because we both thought it was terrible. It was a singing competition, and a wall would start closing down on them, and the audience voted whether or not they would get, like, the wall
duet?
Would open up and they could see them. No, it wasn't
no,
duets.
Duet.
That was Kelly Clarkson.
Oh,
but you know.
ABC, yes. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but you know,
they voted
she was the host of that.
Oh, I only know her as a country
singer.
I never realized she did that.
Yeah, I've never. No, she did that, and she's good at that. And she did. She was also like the co-host of another random show, so I know her from that world. I don't know. I've never heard her sing in my life. So good for her. But so we've got The Voice. Another fun fact about The Voice is that CeeLo Green making a return as one of the the mentors during the battle back. We haven't seen him in a while.
Who?
CeeLo.
Oh. He is? I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, he's going to be one of the, you know, the round where they have a second person come in.
Like the mentor thingy. Yeah.
Yep.
I hadn't heard
he's
that
gonna
one.
Be, usually, yep. He's going to be there. I just Keith Urban.
I can see Keith Urban. Wasn't he there before?
He might have been, but
if
he was, it was before American Idol. He might have been one of the early on.
Maybe. I thought I remember him being on there, but I might be thinking of his other bromance. But with Luke Bryan.
Yeah. But, it's Keith Urban, CeeLo, Halsey, and another country person who I can't remember right now. So, because, you know, country people, no, they're not great. So, and then they're having the comeback show, which is very new for The Voice. They're doing a comeback web show, I believe, where people who are eliminated from The Voice, kind of like Top Chef, where Tom Colicchio has them come back and do competitions. It'll be a very similar structure for this one. So there'll be an opportunity to get to vote people in, vote people through, and then have them come back before live shows. And Kelsey Ballerini is going to be the host of that show. So, a couple changes happening on The Voice. We'll see. I can tell you right now, I'm probably not going to watch that webisode. I hate it on Top Chef. I'm going to hate it on this. Good for The Voice for giving it another role.
I know.
Also, starting Monday night, we have Dancing with the Stars. That's coming back. As we've discussed before, I'm not a huge Dancing with the Stars person. However, Joe from Facts of Life is going to be there. And Joe the grocery guy is going to be there. So I may watch the first episode just for that reason. We'll see. We'll see how I'm feeling. We'll see how I'm feeling. And then
I'm ready for all these new shows to start because there's like nothing on. I'm ready for the new shows to start. I'm like so over this law the last month.
Yeah, I feel like in this past week especially, I went to my DVR earlier tonight because I was like, oh, I need to watch something. And I had The Challenge on my DVR and I had Are You the One? But that was basically it. I was like, wow, we really, and Big Brother, obviously, but I was like that, really, there hasn't been a lot going on this week. Hell's Kitchen is coming back to, next Friday, the 28th, which is something to keep. It's a, a vets versus rookies season. So there'll be some familiar faces in Hell's Kitchen. However, they won't be necessarily familiar to me, because even though I've watched every season of Hell's Kitchen, I don't remember people. after they leave that season, I don't remember them. It's just a terrible. I do that with most shows, except for
there's so many of them. And
yeah,
they always
there's
have
so
like
many them.
And it's hard to find, so you don't recognize them.
Oh, that's a good call. That's a good call. You're absolutely right about that. Yeah. And then I will never talk about this again, but on the Food Network, they have this show called Halloween Wars that's also starting next week. I friggin' love Halloween Wars. I love it every season. It's essentially these teams of three get together, and it's like a pumpkin carver, a crazy pumpkin carver, and a crazy like sugar decorator, and this crate, you know, and then a person that can like make these crazy cakes, and they come together and they make these crazy Halloween scenes. I friggin' love it. I love that show. it's technically a competitive reality show. But and I'll never talk about it, but I love Halloween Wars, so I'm just going to plug it. What they can do with a pumpkin is amazing to me. I'm very jealous
of
it.
Well, I know several people that love it's their favorite holiday, and they go a little cray-cray. My niece is one of them.
She's already made
like 5 scary mannequins. She should join that then. She probably would win. She is crazy nuts on it.
I'm the worst pumpkin carver to like ever live. It's terrible. So I'm jealous of the people who can do very well with it. So there we go. So all of those shows are starting next week. And if you're really looking for something, if you don't know, Beastmaster season 3 came out on Netflix a week ago. CM Punk and Tiki Barber are the hosts. They keep changing the hosts every season. And a completely different, I won't say completely different format, but a very different format than they had the previous 2 seasons. I am watching, I'm on episode 5, I believe. I'm watching it slowly but surely. And I dig this a lot more than I did the first 2 seasons. And I watched the first 2 seasons and it was fine. But some format changes, some changes where they have like a preliminary and a semifinal round, some changes in obstacles. I like it more. It's still, you know, I don't love it, but if you're looking for something, it's a nice, consistent show. Give that a try. That's on Netflix. And, you know, Great British Bake Off also came out last week. I love the Great British Bake Off so much. So much. This is the first season with the new hosts. I miss my crew. I miss Mary Cherry. I miss them. But I'm not mad at the new hosts. I'm not mad at them. There you go. Those are all of the shows that you can watch right now. And that's not even counting my international shows, Priscilla. I won't even get into them. You know, I like an international reality show. Oh my gosh. I'm still debating, Priscilla. I have Netflix, and that's my only like kind of subscription thing that I have. But I'm thinking about taking a break from Netflix and going to Hulu, because there's this show called Love Island, which all I hear is people talking about it, and it's kind of like Temptation Island. And Temptation Island was one of my favorite reality shows of all time, so I might have to. All I hear is people talking about how good the show is. I might have to.
Well, you know, there's a way you can watch that. You know, there's a way you can watch that without having to make the change.
Oh, really?
On your Fire Stick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. This is excellent news.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that later. This is excellent news. All right. Very good. Very good. I wanted to talk about the challenge a little bit tonight. Did you watch this past week's episode, Priscilla? Okay. Couple things. I want to talk a little bit about Kaylee and Natalie at the end, that conversation, because it was frustrating on a lot of levels. I dug the challenge this week on a good note. I dug that rope bridge challenge. I thought was really cool. A little bit different, but still kind of in the vein of a challenge. But like, I really thought that was a good one. I enjoyed that. This Lavender Ladies Alliance, I am not here for. I really am not a fan of. As much as I love an all-female alliance, this is not it. and I don't know if I should be don't look a gift horse in the mouth. We finally get one that's like fairly functioning, and I should be grateful, but like, nope. When Marie is the voice of reason, no. when I am living in the world
and defending Cara Marie,
I couldn't believe it. Now, Cara Marie is by far, she's not my favorite. I mean, she's not. But you know, this fight that goes down with Amanda and Ashley, terrible. What the hell is going on? What are they doing? It bothers me because they're actually pretty good competitors and they don't have to do this. And yet I feel like they feel like in order to stay relevant in the challenge, they have to do like, you know, just yell and scream and bully and do all this stuff. Absolutely not. It's such a bad look. It's not fun. And I don't know, maybe we need to have like an in-depth discussion. We'll do a special Edge of Reality podcast where we talk about like what's the line between fun drama and like terrible drama. But it was terrible drama, and the fact that Johnny and Tony call them the Lavender Losers, I never want to be on Johnny and Tony's side, but like I enjoyed the fact that they called them that. I mean, what terrible. Terrible. I was not a huge Amanda fan. When she came back, I was, you know, she didn't bother me. I thought Zach was like an interesting influence on her. I've never really been a big Zach person until the last season or two. You can totally see that he's like matured. And I love Jenna. So when he's good to Jenna, he's good with me. The second that he screws over Jenna, I will be pissed. But, yeah, just absolutely terrible. So we got that. Then we got the rope bridge where Tony and Johnny win a competition, shocker. And Tony and Johnny are totally good now. Their hatred, their rival, their animosity, that's completely out the window, working together like champs again. And I'm excited to see what they were going to do, because even though I've enjoyed the burn-off vote as a strategy for the last couple weeks, I'm over it now, and now I want to just see people vote people out. I don't like the vote canceling thing anymore. It was fun for a while, but now I want to see some teams go out. And maybe I feel that way because Jose and Devon have been like in and out of the house more time than Victor on their season of Big Brother. But yeah, I'm ready to see some movement. I need to see something happening. But kind of the worst thing we saw this week is not something that happened in the house, but it was something that happened in the Redemption House, and that was with Natalie and Kaylee. God, just terrible. I mean, no matter what you think about Natalie, and again, not my favorite person. I'm saying that a lot tonight, but that tends to be the case with challenge people. Not my favorite person, but regardless of that, you know, to be outed in that way is terrible. It's a terrible thing to do for Kaylee not to own that, just to say, I understand that that hurt you. I understand that that was not the best way to go about it. I was angry at you, and this is how I decided to do it. Like, instead of doing that, we got the Kaylee, nope, I did this and I'll do it again. Just terrible. It was really a bad week for people's images and reputations in that and the challenge, Priscilla.
I agree. And then of course we had our little disclaimer at the end. Not really a disclaimer, but like, you know, where to call for, you know, bullying and all that kind of stuff. So kind of haven't seen that before.
MTV is good with that. MTV is good with, you know, when they have episodes where like people are, you know, they're drinking too much or there's drug addiction or something where, or, they feel like if their audience connects with that in some way and they need additional help, they're pretty good at like telling about a resource. So yeah, MTV is pretty good about that, but go ahead.
Oh, I just, neither one were listening to each other. They, at first, in the middle, thought maybe they were, but they just weren't, neither one were listening, trying to hear the other. They were so focused on their own. I don't foresee that ever. I mean, you got the bullying issue from before a past, you know, challenge, and you have the outing that happened outside of the challenge, but still all carries over into the challenge. So two of them are very big topics. I would say Natalie didn't have anything to do with the bullying. Granted, she didn't speak up. She might have, you know, snickered in the background or whatever. Not the most perfect thing. She did apologize for that, but that was nothing near what Kaylee did by outing her on social media. And not only because it affected her, it affected somebody else, you know, and it affected their family. So, when you compare it to, there really is no comparison, but like I said, neither one was listening. So until they can listen to one another and see where each other's coming from, that is never going to be resolved. But I'm glad that MTV addressed those two things at the end.
Yeah, I think that MTV struggles sometimes with what is what's fun drama and what's like terrible drama. And when they get fun drama right, it is the best. It is so good. They tend to do that, you know, Are You the One is like a great definition of fun drama for the most, you know, like, yeah, they struggle with that with the challenge. And a lot of it is there's so much history between so many of these people who have known each other for 10 plus years,
right,
that it can go in that. And people that are now, you know, they do this for a living. So they understand, kind of like Housewives, where it's like they want to stay relevant in order to be invited back. So these are some of the things that they kind of have to do. But it just terrible. Just not a great look, and I need the fun challenge back. I need some of the fun challenges back. That's what I need. Oh my gosh, I'm hearing all this stuff about X on the Beach. X on the Beach was another great show for random like just fun drama, and it's coming back. And I'm hearing like people that are being casted, including a bunch of Big Brother people. Oh, I'm excited about it, Priscilla. I'm excited about it.
What did you
see? Bristol Palin. I know this is a show that we never discuss as teen moms, but Bristol and then Corey's baby mama are both joining the show. They've been having, heavily advertising on it.
Right, and she's from Are You the One as well, you know, so she has connections to MTV, not just being Corey's baby mama, but yeah. That's happening. Yeah, Big Brother, Jesus. Teen Mom has gotten some big gets lately, I guess. I don't know. But next week, Man, next week, so much to talk about. We have to discuss, quite obviously, the finale of Big Brother. We got to talk about the premieres of Survivor and The Voice. Whatever else we want to discuss, but frankly, that's probably going to be it. We'll probably be talking so much about Big Brother, that will be it. But until then, I want you to have a great week. I want you to enjoy the reality TV. And as shows are coming up, you know, the fall season is getting on the way. If you're finding a show that you're liking, either streaming or on cable or on network, and you want to tell us about it and you want us to check out, I am totally up to explore a new show. I'm ready for it. So hit us up on Twitter. I'm at Reality Allie. It's Reality A-L-L-I-E. Priscilla is at P-S-I-L-L-A. You can also tell us on Facebook. Like us. We have a Facebook page at The Edge of Reality. As stuff is coming up and you want me, or you want me to take another look at something that maybe I've abandoned, maybe you think that I need to be more serious about Dancing with the Stars. That's going to be a hard one for me, but maybe you do. Tell me about it. And, you know, if your argument is strong enough, I might do it. I might do it. I'm just throwing it out there.
I don't see. I've had a lot of arguments on it, and I don't think that it's going to happen, people. But you can more than welcome to try.
Yeah, but if the audience wants me to do it, I'll do it. I mean, that's it. Not about you, it's about the audience.
It's
correct.
The
that
listeners that get to have some input. Gotcha.
That is correct. But I'm always looking for something fun, even on the scripted side, because it's around this time of year I make a resolution to myself that I'm going to watch at least one scripted show, so I don't live in like an all reality TV universe. But you know, I never follow through with that. I really don't. hit us up on Twitter and let us know what you're thinking or what you're watching. All right. Until then, we will talk to you next week. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.